Boker Tov. Quick halacha of Shabbos and then a Galdel story. So just a reminder about halachas Neros, because Chanukah is coming up, so good to mechazik ourselves in all dinei Neros. So in terms of halacha Shabbos, a lot of people think that lighting candles is only a woman thing. It's not. Also for us guy folk. Especially when you guys get married, remember this halacha? The guy's mitzvah is to prepare the candles. The woman might be the one who actually lights the candles, because she's ikar abayit, but the man should prepare the candelabra, put the candles in place. It's really a team effort. In the meantime, since most of you aren't yet married, you should just know that if you go to someone's house, they will generally light candles, but you should mitzaref with them, either give them a pruta or with your gift, or just have them have you in mind when they light the candles. If you're alone, then you should. Someone in the dorm should be in charge of lighting candles. And one person could be yotze everyone else, but you should have in mind that he's being yotze you. For guys, we say the bracha and then light, unlike for women where it's the opposite. And if you're really stuck, so the Panini Halacha rules that you can use an electric light. Not fluorescent, preferably, but a regular electric light would be good enough to light the Shabbos candles, although ideally be better if you have actual candles. Gadol story of the day. So in the parsha, we see Vayivater Yaakov Levado Vayavek Ishimo. So the Nativo Shalom explains, when did this scary thing happen that Yaakov was all alone and this angel started battling him, whatever that means, when he was alone. In other words, when he was felt disconnected from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the Yetzer Hara popped up. But if a person is in that God consciousness, that state of Dveikus, of Ein Od Milvado, then nothing bad can happen to him, says in Tivat Shalom. As long as I'm thinking Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing except Hashem, then God will always be with you with extreme Ashkacha Pratis. So the story goes that the Nefesh Chaim writes that if you think Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing except God, nothing bad can happen to you. So his great-great-great-grandson or so, the Brisker Rav, was escaping the Nazis in Poland, and it was extremely dangerous, and everyone around him was being checked by every guard, and that was really, really bad news. But somehow he kept going through every single block, and he wasn't checked. What was his secret? He was thinking, Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing except Hashem, there's nothing except Hashem. Then as he got really close to the border, he chilled out a little bit, took a breather, and right then a Nazi guard started checking his papers, and it was getting really, really intense, and it looked really bad. And right then he started concentrating, Ein Od Milvado, Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing except Hashem. And somehow this other Nazi guard called him away, and he escaped to live, Baruch Hashem. So we should try this one at home, go through our day thinking there's nothing except the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and see if good things happen. Baruch Hashem.